It's 8:46 on a Thursday morning. Coming up Saturday, there's an event that first ever, I guess we would call it, a special event coming up. It's a music festival. It's in Northfield, or actually just outside of Northfield, and it's called Wazaroo. Evidently, the Wazas are just too big of name here for us to command in studio.
So, yeah, no, they, we tried.
But, so we found a couple of the roadies hanging out outside. We invited them in. The organizers of Wazaroo, which is coming up, we have Rob Ryden and the master of ceremonies himself, Mr. Will Healy. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, good morning, Jeff. Good to be back in this space, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit since you've been here. Yeah, we've got a new table.
Upgrade.
Here. Yeah,
for sure.
An upgrade.
Yeah, I should have fancied up a little bit for this occasion, I guess.
Now, we talked, Rob, you were in about a month or so ago, and we talked to you about this music fest. Hey, we're getting this together. We're kind of putting together the pieces now.
Yeah.
We're thinking, you know, we could call it WazFest, or we could call it Barnaroo.
So we just collapsed those two ideas together, and a beautiful, bouncing little Wazaroo was born.
Well, that's what a Wazaroo is, folks. You might see one or two of them out there, bouncing around.
Right.
Let's talk about the festival. It's a music festival, and it's coming up Saturday, and it's at the Wasner Barn
at the
Farm.
Wasner Farm, yep, just north of town, about a mile north of town.
And I'll let either one of you tell the story about the kind of the genesis, how this whole thing got going.
Yeah, you know, we've been wanting to do... I mean, there's so much music in this town, and we wanted to try and get a bunch of folks on one day to share in a festival, keep it close to town, but outside, you know. And so the farm was a perfect place for that. Wasners were game to give it a shot. They had a bunch of family coming, kind of storming through town, and so it was good timing. And so we just decided to make a few invitations, and there were lots of folks who said yes. On the music side, and the CAC also said yes on the benefactor side. So we're going to be kind of spreading the word about the good work of the CAC as well during that day, and there's going to be opportunities for folks to donate and support that cause, as well as all the musicians who are kicking out music all day long.
Yeah, that's the musician list is a who's who of Northfield musicians. You know, these are all the ones that I like to go out and see.
Right.
Like to see new music every now and then, but and I probably will if I get there early. Emmett Norrie is leading it off, and I just saw him the first time last week up at the Gardens of Castle Rock perform, and a wonderful young talent.
Isn't he a terrifically talented kid? I think you'll have a few of his cohorts with him. Maybe you've seen some of them in Rock and Roll Revival. I think some of those folks will be playing with Emmett that day.
Yeah, so. We'll have more on that lineup in just a couple of minutes. And there are a lot of familiar names. There's probably going to be more. You're not going to be the only riding there. As a matter of fact, you're going to be the riding on the sideline.
Yeah, right.
Riding
the elder, yes. Sam is going to do a set, I think, mid-afternoon. We have a couple of stages, and one will be a kind of full band, and then one will be smaller acts, one or two or three people. So he'll be doing it.
If I could jump in. Did you notice when you looked at the poster, there's a glaring omission? I mean, well, first of all, my name's not on there.
I noticed that,
And then B, there's no harmonica set, solo harmonica set. And when I ask around to the committee who put this together,
right.
The response was, well, we just didn't think we could handle the crowds. I get that. I've gotten that for years. So.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was a big problem at Woodstock, too. I don't think there were too many harmonica sets at Woodstock.
Well, I think they had another stage set up back by the Biffies, and that was the harmonica and accordion stage.
Now, the Wasner family is gracious enough to host this, and is this something that they've wanted to do for quite some time? They'll have, like, the whole family there, and it will literally be a family band.
Right. Yeah, they've been talking about it for a while, and in fact have been referring to it in their inside voices as the Wasner family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, Pete's coming from Nashville, and Casey's coming from Nashville, and Lori's coming from Nashville. I think they just, what did they charter, a jet?
Yeah, yeah. I think they got a good deal. The more Wozners that piled on, the better, the lower the cost.
So I'm trying to think when they've last been together musically. I'll bet it's been forever.
So, yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 All right, so they're doing a show at the Nag tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Kind of a warm-up show.
Yeah.
that show itself should be a lot of fun, but it's good good to see. It wouldn't be, you know, Barn Fest without somebody flying in on the Concorde. Yeah, so,
that's right. Yep. So we got all your high-flying guests here.
Yeah. Let's talk a bit about the lineups. I'm presuming you guys have some knowledge on all the bands that are there.
We're getting there.
What is Dark Years? Do you know who's in that? I don't know much about that.
So those are a couple of Carleton philosophy professors. Mm-hmm. And we tried, Jeff, you're not the only one. We tried to find out what was going on with Dark Years, and it's all on the dark web.
Yeah.
We could find out nothing.
You guys don't have the code to get on there?
Well, you have to make, you know this, Jeff, you have to make promises that I'm not willing to make. for access.
My brother was a philosophy major, and it was pretty clear when he graduated that he was qualified to do one of two things, either 10 bar or drive cab. So it's really a, you know, it's a vocational.
So I think actually most of these songs have been written during the cab driving years with those two.
The Over and Back Band is the next one. After we talked about Emmett Noori being the first, then Dark Years at 1 o'clock, Emmett at noon. At 1:30 is the Over and Back Band, who consists of, who's in the Over and Back Band these days?
So this goes back quite a few years now. We had a show in town, kind of a limped along show for 15 years. So Craig Wozner played a lot of keys in the band. He'll probably be playing some guitar. Steve Jennings on drums. Dr. Michael Hildebrandt on the fiddle. Gordon Oswald on the bass. And am I missing anybody, Rob? I think that's pretty much the core.
Yeah, I think you're there, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So the gang's all back.
They're back. They've been gigging ever since I pretty much set them up for a life.
Yeah.
The gracious host you were.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
The Over and Back Band. Over Yonder is the next band.
Over Yonder is Martha Larson, who you've maybe seen around town playing cello with various musical partners. Mm-hmm. And I think the guitarist playing with her is named Brian Johnson, I believe. And, you know, Martha loves gypsy jazz, and so we're expecting kind of that sort of stuff from those two. I don't know if they're doing originals or covers, but whatever it is, it's going to be great. She's got great musical sensibilities. So
that really adds another dimension to the whole lineup, you know, just some versatility. And Martha, she's with a hot spot, of course, and has done a lot with music over the course of the last decade or two.
Yeah, I remember when she first opened the hot spot, I think somebody, maybe it was Martha, maybe someone else, referred to it as a musical incubation location. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, what does that mean? And now, after it's been around for a dozen years, I'm like, this is what it means.
Rob's finally figured it out.
Jams going on in there practically every night of the week, shows, all kinds of interesting art stuff. It's just fantastic. I mean, all kinds of great ideas are born out of that place.
I had somebody tell me about them and said that that their sound is a signature sound, both ethereal and deeply emotive. Mm. You know, I don't know what to make of that.
Well, I think it's a lot like the last maybe 3 minutes I've been here in this room.
There'll be a lot more of that. will there be beverages sold?
We had an extended conversation. I didn't make it to the next meeting where they did a follow-up on beverages.
But yes, there will be beverages. Whatever beverage you want, Jeff, we're going to have available that day, as well as a full roster of food offerings, which is important for a guy like me, of course. Yeah, and of course there'll be some place to kind of play some games, yard games out there, and stuff for the kids to do and whatever. So it's a family friendly event.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on with the lineup. I want to talk about because the Zillionaire is going to be there. One of my favorites. I think they're a lot of people's favorites. Just a fun band and with great musicians and good people.
Yeah, they are great. It's so much fun to kind of sing along with the Zillionaires. You know, Wendy, the band leader, is great, and Dave and Mike Legvold on the bass. I mean, they're just a ton of fun. So
Nelson, are those? Yeah. That's father and son, right? Peter and Cole.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're father and son. Well, so you got that.
I think that speaks volumes, though, that the accordion player will be on the center stage, but harmonica players just haven't.
Somebody lost the coin flip, I guess. Yeah,
trust me, I've tried. Wendy just doesn't return my calls.
Yeah.
You know, that old story about the guy who was having lunch, I think it was right here in town,
maybe Hogan Brothers.
Yeah. And all of a sudden he was in a full-blown panic, and he ran out because he had left his accordion in his car, and his car was unlocked. And sure enough, his worst fears were realized that somebody had put a second accordion
If I had an accordion, I would follow up that joke with a nice little accordion lick.
Sam Ryden, who knows that guy?
Hey, I know Sam.
Is he graduated from Augsburg? He's
graduated from Augsburg this spring, and he's kind of kicking around town doing a little work with Mark Quinnell right now at the State Farm office in town, and doing some music. And so so Saturday he'll be.
He's at a church up in Eagan.
In Eagan,
that a friend of mine was the pastor of for many years. He's passed now, but it's really a cool church. So,
yeah. He's making his way out of this cruel old world.
All right, he's playing at 4 o'clock. Next band up is TV and the Bellard Yellers. Yeah. Great band. I didn't know they were still around, still playing. Don't hear from them too much anymore. But I don't get around like I once did.
Yeah, don't get around much anymore.
Yeah, that's right. I think they wrote that song.
Yeah. They might have.
You know, they drop in, they drop out, they drop back in again.
Who is the original TV? Do you remember?
Ted Vig.
Ted Vig, yeah.
Ted Vig. Mm-hmm. And then it morphed into Terry Vanderwalker, who we had hoped to join us this morning in the studio. But
he's conspicuously absent.
Yeah, he is.
You have the Broad Fork string band. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Broad Fork. And here's where last names abandon me. husband-wife couple, Ann and Joey, they've been doing music around town actually for years, bluegrass stuff, and so they'll be doing the duo thing.
All right.
And bringing us some bluegrass.
The Eastside Collective. Now, who's comprising that unit now?
Yeah. First of all, let's be clear, they're a collective.
It's a collective, which means things can change, from one week to the next. Terry is going to stay on stage and play some drums. Sam's going to play. Sam Ryden, Craig Wozner is going to be playing. Maren Wozner, his daughter, is going to sing. We're going to borrow Mike Legvold from the Zillionaires to play some bass, and I'll be playing as well. So, and that band, kind of everybody gets to sing, and so that's part of the fun.
What's that instrument that you play that's kind of a cousin of the accordion?
Yeah, the melodica.
Will there be any melodica?
I'll probably reserve it for the encore.
What the deuce is a melodica?
Yeah, it's kind of, if an accordion and a harmonica had a child, it would be... It would be a melodica, and mine happens to be blue in color.
Yeah.
A man with the blue melodica.
Code blue riff.
Then the whole evening wraps up at 7:30. The Wozners are taking stage, and we talked about them. The whole family is going to be there.
Right. Yeah, so they'll be doing, it'll be Friday night. At the Nag plus. Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of the Jimi Hendrix of the whole.
Yeah. You know,
bringing up the.
I suggested to Maren, who was doing the poster, that you should use font size to delineate, who's who. And had I had my way, the MC would have been, you know, in mega font.
Size 38 font. So it's coming up. Once again, we're talking about Wasneroo. It's coming up this weekend, starting at noon at the Wasner Farm. And we should tell people where the Wasner Farm is. Pretty easy to get to it. You just go north on Highway 3 to 315th.
15th. Yeah, 315th. Take a left, cross the railroad tracks. What might you see? You used to be able to see ostriches, or ostri, I guess is the plural.
a number of ostriches.
Craig was just a land baron for ostriches locally. And I'd go out there and, man, those things, when they just blink at you, and it's it takes a couple of weeks to get a good night of sleep after that.
Unfortunately, the ostriches had to leave after the Wasneroos, the little Wasneroos, melting Wasneroos started coming.
The ostriches and the Wasneroos are sworn enemies,
incompatible.
As you know.
So it starts at noon. You will have food and beverages available. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like a food truck type situation, or what?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's Fireside Lounge actually who is going to be doing all the food and beverage service that day. So
and the volunteers will be the girls, the Gators, right?
And the Gators, the swim team, the Gators will be out there sharing in the kind of the food and beverage effort. So
Okay. And sorry, folks, there are no pets allowed. You have to leave the pet at home.
Regretfully.
But and this is all, you mentioned a charity partner, the CAC. Tell us about that link and what you're doing for each other.
You know, I mean, I just think every time you turn around in this town, you see another thing that the CAC is doing and is doing well and is doing with so much heart and enriches and cares for our community. And so what better kind of organization to try and benefit with a day of fun that has a community element to it than the CAC. So that's kind of what we were thinking.
Yeah, and I would echo that. You turn around, you see something that they're doing, but you'll miss two or three things that they're doing at the same time.
Yeah.
You can turn around and see 10, complete circle, 10 things that they do.
Right, right.
They, just to reiterate, or maybe we didn't say it, this event is free to the public. So I don't know if we'll pass a hat or what, but we'll certainly give people opportunity to support our Community Action Center and their, you know, myriad of efforts.
Yeah, there'll be lots of ways that folks can donate to support the CAC and also to show appreciation for the musicians during the day as well. But yeah, other than that, there's no charge, so folks can come and go as they will.
Northfield's own private music festival. It's not just us. It's not private. It's open to everybody.
That's right.
And
Rob, do you think it would be uncouth for the MC to have a tip jar?
You know, I don't know. I thought you were more of a PayPal guy personally, but I'll let you work that out, you know, in the next 24 hours.
So Venmo me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe you could hand out tips like, you know, don't pet a burning dog.
Right.
You
know?
No pets. Not even burning ones.
Right.
All right. Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you in here?
Yeah, we just want to say, come on out, have fun with us on Saturday, and that includes you, Jeff.
I'll be there.
You know.
Yeah. So you're going to come out on the hog?
No pets. So. I might jump on my newly acquired Wasneroo and hop on in.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for the time. We appreciate you having us.
Yeah, we sure do appreciate being able to send this out to your listenership. So, yeah.
Thank you guys for coming in. It's been fun. Get a show together. Come on, talk to our new owner. He'll put you on the air, and I can listen to it wherever I'm at.
That sounds good.
See you, Jeff.
That is Rob Ryden and Will Healy involved with Wazzeroo. Once again, coming up at noon, it goes on until the evening hours. The last act, the Wazzers, start at 7:30, so it'll go on probably at least an hour or two after that. And once again, that's at the Wazzer Farm on 315th Street. Just take Highway 3 north until you get to 315th. Take a right, and it's just down. You won't be able to miss it from there. It's the only music festival on the block, I believe, going on that day. So you'll be able to find it. It is free. It's open to everyone. It's going to be a fun time this coming Saturday.